بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى، ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى، وما ينطق عن الهوى، إن هو إلا وحي يوحى، علمه شديد القوى، ذو مرة فاستوى، وهو بالأفق الأعلى، ثم دنا فتدلى، فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى، فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. صدق الله العظيم. From the time of the lockdown, I developed a habit that once a week, at that time it was much more, I think it was every night in the month of Ramadan, one surah of the Quran al-Kareem, or a main portion of the surah was discussed. A slight translation was given, then the lockdown came to an end. People were allowed to go out. There was a couple of reasons why I did this. One was that when people ask, what is this COVID? What is this virus? Is it a normal sickness? Is it a created sickness? What's going to be the out? Is it going to be a second wave? So my answer to majority of people is that whatever it is, it makes no difference. Because those who passed away, passed away. And those who survived it, survived it. But if it is that it was made for some other purpose, if it is that it was made for some other purpose, if it was a created sickness, then those that created it got some purpose beyond the sickness. What is that purpose? That purpose we're not going to see now. But we will then see it. Because when someone prepares something in his lab, and he's very happy about what he prepared, then he tries it on a couple of mice also. Those mites are what is called your guinea pig. Then if he sees how that mouse moves around, and how it screams, and how it dies, and it gives him a smile, but that's not the end now. That's only the beginning. That I know what this thing can do, and then the people who are beyond that mouse, they have to be the ones who are worried. That what is now coming after? For many, especially the people of the world, they will say, now we have reached the end. That is one of the biggest mistakes man ever makes, when he really thinks that this could be the end. This is only the beginning. When I was young, the Iraq war took place, Gulf War. So in that Gulf War, what happened when America, with all their nuclear weapons, bombed that fields? That whole thing was a farce, that war. How they brought the Iraqis into the war, how the Americans came into the war. And then when they brought the Iraqis onto the field, and then they attacked that field, and they messed it with their nuclear weapons, and the Iraqi soldiers could not survive. Then when it was announced that defeat was now accepted by the Iraqis, and the American soldiers were told that now the war is over, there were many of the American soldiers themselves who did not understand how much of harm was in the nuclear weapons which they had thrown on the field. So to show that they won the battle, they pulled off their gear. They had their face masks. And they also ran on the field. They ran on the field to celebrate, we won the war. As they ran on the field, the very poison they brought, they went into that poison. After that, whoever followed one of those soldiers, they all lost it. When they went back to their lands, they were never again a normal human. They sent poison for the world, they ran into their poison also. What was it? That it's not finished now. Iraq saw it for years after. Children who would be born in that land, if you had to see their body, how it was disformed. And the people will say, this child is not because of any other reason, but because of what was thrown in this lens. The after effects is something coming. We are going to see a new world,
and be ready for the new world. It should never happen that we become like that American soldier who, when they announce the battle is won, then we become so happy that we let down our guard. When I speak about our guard, I'm not speaking about now I say, hey, no need for the mask. Let down our guard means that so much we have to understand that if this was an attack on the physical bodies of the believers and non-believers, after the physical attack always is followed by a spiritual attack. Whenever a non-Muslim country defeated a Muslim country in battle, and then they announce that now the war is over, whoever has any understanding of the history of Pakistan and India, so they know that England in the ending, who said that the sun never sets on our empire, a time came where they left India and Pakistan. But when they left it, did they leave without leaving any poison? If you visit those lands, you'll see in every road, on every street, you will see English school, English school, English school. When you will meet the people, you will understand the physical attack took place, the spiritual attack was launched after. Whoever was oblivious to the spiritual attack, World War I and II was a physical attack on the Muslim Khilafah. It was called war. After World War II, the lands of Turkey, Iraq, Sham, from Muslim lands they became modernist, secularist, atheist. Who died in the physical attack was called martyr. Who died after secularism, atheism, Satanism came in the land was called, he died on kufr. The spiritual attack is terrible because the person lives and his iman is taken. Then he becomes an animal and then he dies as an animal. After the physical attack which made the world worried, there has to be a spiritual attack. What is the protection from all attacks? Physical and spiritual, it is this Quran. Many a person up till today only read this Quran thinking this is a book of sawab. So when someone passed away, he said, bring my Quran, make one khatam. This Quran saves people from the punishment in the grave. This Quran will raise a person on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah. This Quran will be man's lawyer in front of Almighty Allah. Intercessor in front of a place and a time where no one else will think of talking. This Quran will stand and say, I'll intercede. Shafi'un, Mushaffa'un. This Quran is a miracle in every world, which is called the difficult worlds. In the grave when nothing is going to help us, you will see this Quran will stand up and everything will move. On the day of Qiyamah when no one will want to stand, this Quran will stand. Shafi'un, Mushaffa'un. It will be ready to talk to Almighty Allah because this is a sifat, a quality of Allah. On the most difficult times when no support will be found and this Quran will be like normal. In the small severe world, for some reason me and you thought that this Quran won't do the job. This miracle is why what we see is what's happening in the world. When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about that there'll be no Nabi after me, he spoke about fitan and trials and tribulations, attack of the shayateen again and again and again. And when Sahaba would wonder how will Islam survive, he would say, I left for you Al-Quran. This Quran changes minds, it takes out poison. It is called Shafi, it is called Shifa lima fi sudur. It is called the cure for whatever is inside. The only problem is that everyone who got this Quran doesn't understand the power of this Quran. If we haven't until today understood it, it means we were taking the medicine but we never understood the value of the medicine. But because we were taking it, ask yourself, how come in a world of atheism all around us, I still get doubts but I don't turn my mind to the doubts. In my inside I still say, Allah, I believe in you. In a world of filth and dirt around us, I also get desires to look at that filth. But why then something troubles me after that? What is something troubling me? Why? It is called the barakah of this Quran. Every time I come in this masjid and the imam reads Surah Fatiha, I'm listening to Quran. He reads one small surah, I'm listening to Quran. The month of Ramadan comes, I'm hearing the whole Quran. Even if I'm not paying attention, even if I'm looking more at the clock and wondering when he's going to finish. Miracle, even if I don't understand one word he's saying, this Quran has removed and will continue removing poison. It just wipes out the insides. So the world around puts poison in, Quran wipes out poison. Whoever stopped having any relation with Quran, you will see in his house, atheism and Satanism enters very fast. As soon as Quran comes, mentioned in the ahadith, it shines to the heavens, like how the stars shine to the people of the earth. What shines? A house in which Quran is read. So example, let's say me, now I start reading, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Understand a light. How much of electricity the small light needs to make everything here lit up? Because the area is small. I ask how many watts? Then they say, okay, look at this area. They say one is not enough. This one's not going to help. They say put there, put there, put there, put there. Then after a while, ESCOM comes and says you're waiting too much of electricity. We can't manage this load. Now imagine one bulb which has to become so strong that on earth I'm going to light it and it's going to shine right till the heavens. Right till the heavens. How much of electric current must be in that one bulb? That one child who doesn't even read Tajweed properly. He opened his Quran in the house, he read Bismillah, wan najmi idha hawa. That one verse of his hit such a current that in the heavens this whole house started shining. This is the power of this Quran. This is the power. May Allah Ta'ala allow that appreciate this and understand it. It's our guard, it's our mask, it's our sanitizer, it's our everything for the protection of the future. That house that doesn't have it no longer shines. When there's no shine, there's darkness. When there's darkness, there's shayateen. When there's shayateen, there's kufr and there's shirk. There's filth and there's dirt. There's bihayai fahsha. There's homosexuality and all its filth. There's drugs and there's porn and there's fights and there's wars and there's abuse. And then you put on a light. As soon as the light is put on, you'll see the cockroaches are going out. You will see that ants are going out. You leave it in darkness. Darkness attracts its dirt. If we are enjoying a life of safety at the moment of Iman, it's the barakah of this Quran. As we go in the future, people want to know, how will I manage? How will my children manage? The answer is, don't stop reading Quran. If that man says, but I don't read so nicely, I don't read so clearly, Allah Ta'ala made this Quran such that make an effort to try to read. But if you have reached that level now that you can't manage that, even then man was told, make an effort to try to understand the meaning. But even if you can't understand the meaning, make an effort to read. But even if a person can't read, anyone who just holds this thing will see light going on. If he puts his finger on it, he'll see miracles happening. If he starts reading it slowly, miracles will happen. He reads it fluently, miracles will happen. He reads it with understanding, miracles will happen. It will do everything from A to Z, as long as man keeps his relationship with this Quran. Open this Quran, one page, half a page. Some people ask the fitna so much. So how much Quran must I read? The answer is, even if you read only 3 lines of this Quran, 3 lines will wipe away everything. But read every day. Read this Quran. So at that time I started that explaining certain meanings. Every surah got a different meaning. And it speaks to us. It speaks to our mind. It speaks to our heart. And the Quran cleans us inside and out. The surah that we reached is called Surah An-Najm. Najm means the star. In many of the last surahs of Quran, it starts with a waw, the surah. That waw is known by the oath of. You say qasam. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on certain things. And the oath, it has a unique meaning that think of this, whatever I'm going to take an oath on. So here the oath is taken on, wal najmi idha hawa. By the oath of the star, إذا هوا, when it starts setting. The stars are such that they don't, what you call, fall. But there's a time when they are sparkling at night, and then a certain time comes and it loses its sparkle, and then it's darkness, and then the day comes after that. So the travelers in the past understood the stars much better than me and you. When you are out in those waters and they had no GPS, the only GPS was the star. Now as that man is in the dark waters, he looks at the star. Wal najmi. And they understood that you better get to your destination before the star starts losing its light. Because as long as it's there, I got my guides. So he would look at the star every now and then. And as it starts losing its brightness, because darkness then envelopes and then it's going to become pitch dark. And then you're going to start moving towards morning. At that time, the traveler appreciates the light. He just carries on looking up and he says, hurry, hurry, move in the light of the star. Allah Tabarakala takes an oath, by the oath of the star when it starts disappearing. What does it mean? That when man finds darkness, then he starts appreciating light. When man finds darkness, then he starts appreciating. But then it's too late. Because now it's dark. When the star is set now, now it's gone. Meaning what? Me and you grew up in an environment that we had some deen around us. Because we had this deen, we had a madrasa, we had a masjid, we had little Quran. So we started thinking it'll always be like this. But when light went away in South Africa because Eskom could not deliver, only then we started appreciating what does light mean. Until that time it was put on the lights. Then we started saying get a generator. And now make sure it's working. Now only put on that light there. Then you understood even one candle. Light is light. Let it not be that we enjoying so much light but we don't appreciate the light. Because إذا هوا, when the thing sets, and then you find yourself in darkness, then you will see all the worms and cockroaches coming. Then the family cries and he says, what happened to my daughter? She wants to elope with another boy of another faith. She's gone already. You're still crying. She's gone. While there was light, man never enjoyed it. He himself never did it because there was light. But that light was becoming dumber, dumber. He never realized that my father forced me, I had to go learn Quran. I never forced my child to learn Quran. For my child, there was so much of other activities. I said, Quran, one day in life you can read it. You're not going to die tomorrow. I never understood this is the antidote for poison. So as that star was setting, إِذَا هَوَى, then it set. When it set, then I saw everything happen after that. Let it not happen that my star also sets. The star, enjoy it while you got it. Keep the star burning. Let our house burn to the heavens like a star. Because when that star goes, and my house becomes like a normal house, then the phone will bring its problems. The world will bring its problems. Drugs will bring its problems. And that man in his own house just cries and cries. We have visited. We have been asked for du'as. We have to give advice. Money has not helped anyone out of this problem. Burglar bars has not helped. The burglar bars was meant to keep the thief from outside coming in. The thief was inside the house. When the mother would say that I got a world war taking place in my house. You worried of the war of Syria. She said I got a war here. My son is an addict on drugs. Now that burglar bars was not going to happen, security was not going to help. You can't call security. Who must arrest my husband? When it comes in, then you appreciate this light. Let us not make that mistake, that we wait for the star to disappear. You see, it's dark. Enjoy this light of Quran. Allah Tabarakallah took an oath. By the oath of the star when it sets, meaning, then you're going to start saying, hey, what a star we have. The Arabs were being spoken to. We are being spoken. Allah Tabarakallah says, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا هَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. Why are you not appreciating this? Start appreciating it. So Quran now speaks about what is this. Allah Ta'ala says, you know it also, I know it. But maybe we never thought about it. So we don't appreciate it. Have we ever thought of how Quran came into our hands? Imam Bukhari started his kitab, which we all know and we respect it, and we say Sahih al-Bukhari. He started that first chapter, Babu Kayfa Kan Bad'il Wahi. Bad'ul Wahi. How did revelation start? Only when you hear it, you'll appreciate it. That we found the end product. This end product has gone through a whole history. If a price had to put on this in worldly figures, no one will afford it. This was not just manufactured in one top lab. It is not the Volvo of the country. You say, you know, they're making the best parts. This manufacturing was not the manufacturing of this. Every part of this revelation of Quran itself, if it fetched a price. To go into the details of revelation, there's no time. But so much understand that it took 24 years, 23 years. This was not a one day revelation, 23 years. Sahabi asked, how is revelation? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most difficult revelation is this. Says it's like a sound, like a bee, like a bell. He says it's heavy on the body. Sahaba said that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's head was resting on the thigh of a Sahabi. That Sahabi's thigh started paining. He said, I felt that my thigh will give in. So much of weight. That he was on a camel and wahi started, the camel set. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perspire. Aisha radiallahu anha says, it was so cold. But he would start perspiring. So much of heat in the body. He took, dissolved this entire Quran. That was only one part. Over 23 years to hold this Quran. And then to call someone write it. One person was writing it on bark. One person was writing it, they had no pen, they had no page like today. But what preservation of this Quran? It was being memorized, it was being read in every house. That wasn't the end still. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Allah tabarakallah inspired khulafa. They said, now it's in the hearts of people, but we don't know how long it will remain in the hearts. Whatever was written also gather that. It will be protected in the heart, it will be protected in the letter. You will not understand it, but think about so much. 1,400 years have passed. And the enemy have not stopped one day to try to break Islam. And they understood Islam beginning to end is this Al-Quran. Break this Quran, if not the whole half, if not half quarter, if not quarter, one surah. If not one surah, one ayah. If not one ayah, one harakah, dhamma. Make a change on one Dhamma in this entire Quran. Who'll notice if after 1,400 years, all their efforts together could not change that one Dhamma, then you understand what a process has gone in the protection of this entire thing. Allah inspired that boy is teaching hifz, that boy is doing hifz. That mother is waking up early in the morning, 3:30, she has to wake up a child, she doesn't know why. All for this Quran. That entire process was to bring this. When we just take it, we say, published by Mia's farm, published by this person. How much you selling the Quran? 30 rand, give me one Quran. This is priceless. And it will do it all. Appreciate this Quran. Allah Tawarakala speaks a little of what this was. مَا ظَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا هَوَىٰ. Remember your companion, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not going astray. He was not missing the target. وَمَا يَنْفِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He was not talking out of his own. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Revelation was coming. And it was like a recorder displaying. But remember everything else that happened. Even a Nabi, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, what they call the Injil. Isa alayhi salam took revelation from Almighty Allah. Isa alayhi salam narrated. So they would write, Jesus said, or Isa said, and in the words of Isa alayhi salam, they would put that Almighty Allah wants this. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Quran, you will not find in Quran, وَقَالَ مُحَمَّدٍ. that Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah says what we call direct speech, indirect speech. You won't even find Muhammad said, you won't even find that. It will just be as fresh as it came, it remains. As fresh as it came, it was like a recorder just being played. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi, he could not read. But he would call the sahabi in front to write revelation. On that sahabi's writing revelation, then he would tell him, no, this letter, don't write it in this manner, write it in this manner. Unable to read, but the revelation of the manner of writing, there were many manners to write it. The revelation of the manner of writing also was being recorded. You try and think about how do you remember something so fast. You see that small child memorizing Quran. It takes him about 3 hours, 4 hours, and he memorized 3 pages. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit, Jibreel alayhi salam would come. Revelation would take place like buzz. Maybe about 30 seconds, maybe 1 minute. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire body goes in a perspiration. And then the perspiration, he starts wiping it. And then he just sits up and he starts reading. And he's reading. Sometimes it could be revelation of an entire surah of Quran. Reading the entire surah, not one mistake. Where the dhamma is supposed to be dhamma, kasra, kasra, fatha, fatha. You will not understand it. Today we got some idea that you put your one flash drive in your computer, you press record or save, and you will just see that entire thing goes saved. Then you put in another computer, you open it, everything is there. Explanation is there. Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra is there. You press this reader is reading, that reader is reading. What was there came there. You want to put yourself in an example of revelation that Jibreel alayhi salam took. As he took it, he put it in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam played it for the world. What we got here is as fresh as you can get. وَمَا يَنْفِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ Nothing was being said from his own side. It was only revelation. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ The most powerful of powerful was teaching him, meaning Jibreel. ذُو مِرَّةٍ When he would come, he would be in a unique form. They would come with honor, they would come with shan. As the revelation was coming down, angels would be coming down from the heavens. All around shayateen were kept far away, they're not even allowed to come near. Sometimes thousands of angels would come down. It was a unique manzar sight. Me and you will only understand if you could see that. You will fall in honor, in awe, amazement. We call it awe here. Everything happened. First tawa. The first time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to meet Jibreel alayhi salam. First he met him in the cave of Hira. It was a normal meeting. An angel came. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to see Jibreel alayhi salam twice in what was called an original form. It was going to make him understand what is called a world beyond this world. So that he could receive from a world beyond this world. And he could give it to me and you on a plate. After the first Iqra, Bismi Rabbika, then there was a small gap of revelation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very worried, concerned, why is it not coming more? Why is it not coming? Then as he was walking out one day, he looks in the sky. This was his first opportunity to see Jibreel alayhi salam as an angel. He looks up, it comes in the narration, the entire sky is covered. The entire sky is covered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks and he falls unconscious. That falling unconscious was to prepare his body that you are going to see amazing things and you're going to give the world amazing things. All part of this manufacturing. Appreciate what we got here. His falling unconscious was also so that Quran could come to me and you. He falls unconscious. When he gains consciousness, he runs home. That sight of what he saw, he said, Dathiruni, Dathiruni, cover me. His entire body is in a shiver. You saw one small jinn in your small bathroom. That man who never came for Fajr, that day is here for Tahajjud. Small jinn. That entire sky. And he saw one angel. Entire sky. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls to the ground. Preparation that he had to give the world lot. On the first manzar, he falls to the ground unconscious. Allah is going to make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stronger and stronger by the day. The second time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to see Jibreel alayhi salam in his original is at the time of Mi'raj. Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam will come like two friends, like a normal man. They will meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will take him from Makkah Mukarramah to Al-Aqsa. From Al-Aqsa they go to the heavens. In the heavens, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now will see Jibreel alayhi salam in his form. But on this occasion, he's not going to fall unconscious. Not falling unconscious was to show how strong the body had now become. That wasn't the end, that was just the beginning of what he was going to see. Allah Ta'ala says, the most strong taught him was Jibreel, ذو مرة unique in his form, فاستوى, when he stood out, وهو بالأفق الأعلى, in the high skies, meaning he covered the whole sky, ثم دنا فتدلى, and then he started coming closer and closer, فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى, and he was so close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some Mufassirin mentioned this kana qaba qawsayn, the Arabs used it. It meant that the length of what we call a bow. So it's about so much. So it's a word that used so close he came. So huge. And coming closer, closer, closer. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's body is getting more used to what is something called, had I seen it, I would have died. But for this Quran, his body had to be made such that you are going to see things that you can't die. And you got Lord to give to the world. Closer, closer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَىٰ. And then wahi now started. A 23-year period was going to start where Jibreel alayhi salam was going to be in and out. Wahi was going to be coming at any time and every time. Almighty Allah had already, it was going to be mentioned that لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن, if we had to reveal this on the mountain, you will see the mountain becoming into bits and pieces. خاشعاً متصدعاً من خشية الله. But this was a mountain that was a real mountain. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was holding it. That one was unconscious, now there was no unconscious. Now he would get used to Jibreel alayhi salam's coming. He would get used to the different forms. It would be difficult on the body and his strength would raise. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. Whatever his heart would see and understand, there would be no error, there would be no lie. As he would take it, he would give it. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ, O man, do you have any doubt in what he had seen? Then came the second. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. Now he was going to see him a second time. In the سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى, at that tree which is the end of everything. In English we call it a lot tree. But it is not whatever, it was just for understanding. There's a certain tree high in the heavens. On that point, whatever is of the earth goes up. And it stops there and then it's received after. And whatever comes from above, it stops there and then it's taken from under. We won't understand it, it's called like a collection point. It is a most unique tree. It's a tree that if a man had to see it in the beauty of the tree, he might die. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the tree. He looked at the tree, he saw Jibreel in his original form, alayhi salam. Indaha jannatul ma'wa, idh yaqsha sidrata ma yaqsha. And then he saw that tajalli, that beauty which Almighty Allah was raining on the tree. He saw all that beauty also and his body managed it. Ma zagha al-basaru wa ma tagha. The eye did not move this way, the eye did not miss, just looking at that, the entire body. That was not the end of it. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Indeed he had seen from the signs of Allah, unique signs. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back from the Mi'raj. This is only the beginning still. 23 years of Quran was 23 years of miracle after miracle after miracle. This is what we got. But if we don't appreciate this, and we allow the star to set in our lives. Set in our lives means this is a brilliant star. But if you close this Quran, it's not going to come and look for me and you and say, I'll give you light. It gives light to whoever wants to open this Quran. If you close the star, then Allah Ta'ala says the opposite is, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاةَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى أَلَكُمُ الذَّكَرُ وَلَهُ الْأُنْثَى. The result of the Arabs, when there was no star in their life, between Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawara. From near Jeddah there was Lat. It was a big idol they had made. And it was their beginning and everything. When someone asked who is Lat, they said there was one man. Hajj time he would come and he would give out to the people what we call sweet, like a sweet flower. Because he was giving out to the Haji sweet flowers, suddenly he died and they said, what a man. That Allah who created that flower, they forgot that Allah. But Lat was the boss. Everything was Lat. On the other side there was Manat, closer to Makkah Mukarramah. Between Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawara, that was Lat. Then close to Makkah was Uzza. And between Makkah and Medina was this Wamanat. They lived with this Lat and Uzza and Manat. Each one, if someone asked them, who's this idol? The person said, I also don't know, it just looks nice. Allah Ta'ala says, when the star went away, then even a man took that ant as his god. He took the elephant as his god. أَلَكُمُ الذَّكَرُ وَلَهُ الْأُنْثَى. At that time, the Arabs, if they would get a daughter, they would get like ashamed. I got a daughter. And when you would ask them, who are you worshipping? They would say, Lat. They say, is Lat a male or a female? Say, female. Say, your god is a female. But if you get a female in your house, ah, disgrace. Allah Ta'ala says, amazing is your judgment. You hate female and you worship the female. What happens when the star goes? Then homosexuality will come. Lesbianism will come. And what was so filthy and so far will become so normal. That when Sahaba was sent to go destroy Lat, and those Arabs had to see that monument of Lat coming to the ground, it was like their heart was being taken out. Because when you have no star, then the filthiest of the filthiest becomes the most unique. When Najmi Ida Hawa gave a message to me and you, appreciate this Quran, it never just come like that. It came in a unique system, how Allah's Nabi was prepared for it, how his body had to take it, how much arrangement was made for it. But this is a star, like the oath of the star when it sets. When it sets means you will find yourself in pitch darkness and then you will end up with Lat and Uzza and Manat. As we move towards the future, there is darkness. But in the days of darkness, whoever got the star, he will not lose his way. You will look star, the far the star can be, and he will say north is in that direction. He won't get lost. May Allah Tabarakallah allow this Quran to become the star in all our lives. It's not only my son and my daughter must become hafiz and hafiza of Quran. Every person must become a reader of this Quran. How much we can read, how we can read, however we can read. Make this Quran again part and parcel of our lives. And you will see it will be your guiding star in any darkness. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ